You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Yetunde Olabaju grew up in Minnesota, but has embedded herself in the Bay Area's creative scene as a multidisciplinary artist and youth arts educator. Her work ranges from video and installation to performance, and often deals with themes of personal memory, ritual, and vulnerability. She sat down with KALW's Jen Chien to talk about building human connections through the practice of art.
Is there a moment you remember when you decided to be an artist?
So I grew up in Minnesota, and I grew up there until I was about 17. And I remember in fourth grade, her name was Rachel Hoffman Dachelet, is my art teacher. And it was the first time that I was working with clay. And I remember in that class, there were a couple of people who, and maybe this is like a weird, like type A little Yetunde moment, but there was a lot of people in the class who like weren't taking it seriously and they were just playing around. And I was like, you guys, like,
in fourth grade.
Yeah, in fourth grade. I was like, you guys, what are you doing? Like, what is this? Like, we need to be taking this seriously. Like, don't you want to be an art? And I think it was one of the first moments where I realized that my own work ethic wasn't necessary. Like, there might be a difference between people who are making artwork as a hobby or people who have decided that this is like a life path for them.
You were taking it seriously.
Yeah, I was taking it weirdly seriously. I was very, like, very anal about it.
So you're now, as an adult, you're a multidisciplinary artist. Mm-hmm. You do video and installation, performance, among other things. Mm-hmm. So when someone asks you what your art is like, what do you tell them?
I would say that I'm creating environment and recalling memory. So like Christmas last year, I went on residency to Point Arena, California, and I was kind of connecting to this idea of like all of us are having a different human experience, but that there are connecting factors in some of the ways in which we come to the same conclusions, right? So I started to think, like, how does that actually practically on a scientific level translate, like in our bodies? How do we perceive the same thing differently?
Something like color.
Color, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like why people see green flashes on the horizon right at sunset. That's the last color that our eye can perceive because it's our eyes are changing.
It's an actual physiological reason for that.
Exactly. But that's also really magical. Like, how magical is that moment where you see a green flash on the horizon? That's insane. I've only met one other person or one person who's actually seen that. And that's really magical and can bring up so many feelings for people. So the way that that manifested is that I ended up creating a video piece called I Gave Myself Space to Go Back, Part 2. The first part was just photos, and the second part was an actual film or video where I feel like my intention was to take the different colors that I was thinking a lot about and try and emulate this process of them communicating with each other. I'm realizing now that I'm deeply rooted in being able to tell these stories and being able to feel these things and being able to connect to other people through that process. So I think it's always been kind of like that. Like I'm finding myself always being able to find that thread throughout a lot of my work, even though it could come from a totally different side. But at the end of the day, it always goes back to I'm telling this story. I'm talking about these feelings associated with this story, and I'm trying to orient myself within the human existence through that.
You're going to be a part of this show, The Black Woman is God, at SOAM Arts, and this project has been going on for some years now.
Yeah.
For people who are not familiar with the project at all,
sure.
Maybe talk a little bit about what it is and then why it resonates for you to be a part of it.
Absolutely. So The Black Woman is God, I participated in last year, but I think it's been going on for 3 years now, or three iterations, three shows. And it is a project created by Karen Sinefru and Melora Green, who are two really fantastic black folks out here making opportunity for so many other amazing, beautiful humans out here in the Bay.
So artists and curators.
Artists and curators, yep. Both Karen and Melora are artist curators, which is dope. It's awesome. I just walked in and instantly felt like everybody was I was at a cookout or something. Like, it, I was at home or something. There's just
the community.
It was
there.
Yeah, it was great. I'm just really proud of everybody. I don't know what else to say about that. It's just,
what does that phrase mean to you?
Black woman is God.
As an artist, as a person?
I think Karen and Melora's intention with it is to say that, like, you know, for a very long time, black women have been expected to kind of be subservient and kind of gone under the radar. So I think that that was their intention, is to really celebrate black women, to celebrate how much black women have given to their communities and to communities that they may not have wanted to be part of, and how within us are just little gods walking around. I think for me, one of the things that I definitely believe deeply within myself is that all of us are little gods walking around, right? And the ability to create, and the ability to care, and the ability to advocate for other people is close to, if not godliness. And I think that a lot of my thought process goes toward being radically vulnerable, and talking about our emotions, and being able to empathize, and being able to practice being empathetic to other people and with other people, and having that process be transparent.
That was artist Yetunde Olabaju speaking with KALW's Jen Chien. You can check out her work in the group show The Black Woman is God that's at Soma Arts in San Francisco starting today. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba.